Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Alan Ripley. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rogers catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Flynn scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Cromartie reaches third base with a triple. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moreland, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Raines scores. It's 5-3, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is out, Kennedy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mike Proley. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 5-4, Expos. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to third for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Carter moves to third. Wallach moves to second. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear is walked intentionally. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spear fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Bump Wills pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Expos, 5. Bryn Smith now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spear fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Fryman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Lee Smith now pitching. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 5. the Cubs will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from State Olympique in Montreal.